You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network.
Search 76ers Insiders wherever you get your podcasts.
Boston keeps firing from afar. Embiid with a pass. Embiid with a layup. Harden down the court like Jalen Hurts. A beautiful pass down to Embiid, and he laid it in. The Celtics are trying to get settled into their half court. Harden threw it across all of them, and Embiid with a layup. Easiest hoop of the game.
And everybody. From Philadelphia, 76ers, the beat.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the 76ers Insiders Podcast. We have another post-win playoff reaction on deck. Matt Murphy, good morning. The series is tied. It's a best of three the rest of the way. How you feeling?
Lauren Rosen, what a game. Overtime win. Tie the series at two against the Boston Celtics, 116-115. We've got the stats coming up, but a little teaser. James Harden with his 42 and Joel Embiid with his 34 combined for 76 points for the 76ers. And it was a finish that was all about trust, as we heard after the game. Trust in each other in the case of those two teammates on the final, well, what proved to be the game-winning shot from James Harden. Trust from the coaching staff to the team. They all talked about that word. And that's what you need in these high leverage postseason contests. They got the win in front of a lively home crowd. And now it's a best of three series for the right to go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Big time, no doubt about it, Matt. I will jump into the stats now. Then we're going to hear from James Harden and PJ Tucker, along with Tyrese Maxey. Send us DMs on Twitter, on Instagram, wherever you are. I'm at Lauren M. Rosen. Matt's at Matt_Murphy04. And we'll try to answer as many questions as we can. As you guys know, sometimes we do these live. This one is podcast only. So we'll try to answer your questions for the next episode. If anything stands out to you in these stats or in the audio that we play, just let us know. Matt Murphy, big time stuff. James Harden, Joel Embiid combined for 76 points. Got to be a lucky number in there somewhere. James Harden leads the way, 42 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists, a team high 4 steals, and a block. He nears a 40-point triple-double in game 4. He said he wanted to bounce back, and he did so in commanding fashion, shooting 16 for 23 from the field, 6 for 9 from three-point land, and a perfect 4 for 4 from the free throw line. He played nearly a full regulation game, as you said, Matt. 47 points, that was a team high, or 47 minutes, rather, a team high, 42 points, also a team high. Joel Embiid finishes with 34 points, 13 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal in his 46 minutes of play. Tyrese Maxey finished with 14 points, 8 rebounds, an assist, 2 steals, and a block in 45 minutes of play. Tobias Harris played 45 minutes of his own, finished with 9 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal at a team high plus 14. PJ Tucker's stat line never tells the whole story, but he finished with 6 points, 4 rebounds, and an assist. George Niang, a bench high, 9 points. Paul Reed, D'Anthony Melton also appear in this one. The rotation got shorter. The turnovers were lessened. Matt Murphy, I know you had some thoughts on James and his turnovers or lack thereof in game four.
You're acting like we did half of a live show or something already. But yeah, anyway, okay. You can look at the stat line and you can hear you say it for James Harden with the 42 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists, 4 steals. But then if you factor in that 47 minutes and 24 seconds of play, which was the most for any player in the game, and you think about how he just had one turnover, that is my primary takeaway. James Harden limiting his turnovers, because every possession in the postseason is scrutinized by not only the fans, but by coaches on both sidelines. So if you think about what they've been throwing at him through 3+ games at that point, to only commit one turnover in such a close game down the stretch, Joel Embiid only had 2 turnovers, but the way they valued the basketball was my main takeaway. And forget about the box score. This game produced some other storylines that are truly amazing. And one is James Harden inviting John Howe to the game as his guest, a survivor of the Michigan State shooting. And when John Howe, who is paralyzed from the chest down, was able to get to a game, James Harden told him he wanted to have him as his guest, which he did at game 4 in South Philadelphia, called him his good luck charm, put up all these stats, got the win, called John his good luck charm, spent a lot of time with him, said hello pregame, spent time with him and his family postgame. Now there's talk of having him at another game, which seems like if he's the good luck charm, you have to do. Related to James Harden as well is the song that Doc Rivers sent him before the game. And we're going to hear James talk about this in his postgame media. When there's a little bit of a delay, it's because James is literally looking through cell phones trying to figure out the text from Doc and the name of the song. You Know My Name, Tasha Cobbs Leonard, a 7 or 8 minute gospel track that the coach of the Sixers, Doc Rivers, sent to James Harden before the game. You Know My Name. And these things coming together to tie the series, really a special game and cool stories coming out of it.
Yeah, Matt, between John Howe's attendance and the gospel song from Doc Rivers that James and his friends, by the way, listened to on the way to the game, there were good vibes all around, good storytelling all around. I'll let James take it from here. Take a listen to James and PJ Tucker together immediately post-game.
We run it. It's supposed to be a dribble handoff, but throw it into Joel. It's supposed to be a dribble handoff, or he dribble handoff with me, but Jaylen Brown was kind of denying me, you know what I mean? So I didn't want to fight, and the clock run down, so I just gave Joel space to do what he did. And he got so far in the paint that I feel like Jaylen Brown wanted to go help, so Joel made an unbelievable pass and, you know, catch and shoot.
James, how do you have a game like this, yourself, and then being able to contribute? Left the game and then the game tie winning basket
to
hit that basket for you in the overtime. What's it mean for you that a game like this and contribute the way you did,
knowing
like this?
Just want to win. No matter how it plays out, I just want to win. And quite frankly, today was a, you know, do or die for us. You know what I mean? So we found a way to win, and that's all that matters in the postseason. So watch film and get better and be ready to go and see some things that we can get better at and be ready to go for game 5.
James, what does it mean to win and to have that performance with John in the
Golden State? Oh, yeah, he's my good luck charm. Just been keeping in contact with him. Obviously, like any of us in here, it's a tragedy like that to happen. You know what I mean? It's like it's a lot of nonsense that's going on in the world. So for him to be a victim of that is it's heartbreaking. You know what I mean? But he's strong. He's bouncing back. He's recovering very well. And I feel like it's my job to just give him that light, that smile that he deserves, that he needs. And hopefully, you know, today was one of those days where, you know what I mean, he's smiling, and that's all I'm here for.
Both of you guys, do you believe that the way that you played today, the toughness you showed, the resilience, do you think that you either grew as a team and maybe turned a corner? Do you think that this was an important game
for you? I mean, for me, yeah, I think so. Well, I know so. You know what I mean? Just to be up 15 and then, you know what I mean, cut the lead and they tie the game up and then they take the lead and we continue to fight and we don't just shut down and we continue to battle and make shots and make timely possession. Like, that's what playoff basketball is about, and you know, we did that tonight. of course, we don't want to give up. Like, we're not trying to give a 15-point lead, but it happens. It's a part of basketball. We, you know, you see it a lot. So, you know, it's like next play, how control what you can control, and keep fighting to, you know, 0-0 on the clock.
DJ, I don't know if you can answer that until after. I think it's one of those things, if we don't learn from our mistakes today and the things we didn't do good, then no. But if we take those things and get better in those moments, making the right decision, whether to fan out to a shooter or be low man to help, like that stuff matters, and communication in those moments matter. So we'll know in a few days.
DJ, what did you guys do well in your first half defensively?
We're just aggressive. And that, I think, for us, being assertive and being aggressive is the difference between most of our games. When we come out early, we assert ourselves, and everybody's tied in together, we're tough. And when we don't, we're not. we might score a lot of points and still win the game, but more times than not in the playoffs, you're not going to win when you're not. So we got to continue to do that.
James, you talked about the last – you said you looked at film and saw some things that you could correct. Was it just the spacing? That was it? In regards to your play, the last couple of days, I guess you shot 5 for 28 the last 2 games.
I did?
Yeah, the last, the previous
two. I don't even remember that.
You don't remember that?
No.
So it just seemed like you came out motivated, fired up this time, like trying to get yourself going a little bit.
I mean, I'm always motivated and fired up. It's just things don't work out how I would like them to, but it's a part of it. But I'm a competitor. Like, I always want to win. I always want to be aggressive. I always want to do things to contribute to winning. Like, that's just me. It's no days off with that. You know what I mean? It's no turning it on and turning it off with that. So, you know, whether I have 40-something or 18, like, I always want to win the game. It's simple.
And do you stage hear the outside your career noise, though? Do you hear that noise?
Like, not one bit.
Not one bit?
Yeah, at this stage of your career, winning a championship is what you're here for. I mean, you're getting.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
So, tuning out the noise, is that part of
it? I mean, it's going to always be noise, whether it's good noise or bad noise. Like, I've been in this game a very long time. I've heard it all. And it doesn't, like, I don't. I'm in the gym. Like, I'm in the gym or I'm chilling. So, it don't even matter. It don't bother me.
John said he played a song.
He didn't play a song. He sent me a song.
Can you guys talk
did
about
it? Let me not get it wrong.
I think the song is called, I'm on the way to the game and I get a text from Doc and I'm like, what the hell is going on? Sorry. Let me. I don't want to, my phone is messing up.
You know my name.
It's a gospel song and I'm like, all right, whatever. So I just tell my homies, let's play the song. It's a 7-minute song, but it's like, I let the whole song play and I'm like, all right, it gotta be some kind of good juju in this song or whatever, however he's feeling, I want to feel like that. I mean, I guess it works, so whatever.
Is that what he said?
He texted to me for sure, and I put it on, like, it's the first time he ever texted me a song, so I wanted to see how he was feeling.
Can you guys talk about the motivation that you're hoping to sort of use this momentum from this game into the game 5 against the Celtics?
You better play it again on when we play Tuesday. You better play it again.
Again, James Harden and PJ Tucker talking after game 4, a Sixers win, 2-2 series with the Boston Celtics. The media sessions where players are up there with their teammates are always fun. And PJ and James, their relationship, we know, spans a while in this league. And one thing I really loved was PJ Tucker saying that you got to keep listening to that song before games if you're James Harden. He said that he told the homies to put it on the way to game 4. So keep an eye on that. With every postseason run, there are these, you know, storylines to follow, and we got two at least coming out of game 4 that relate directly to James Harden.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
But going back in this one, Tyrese Maxey's final numbers are not as big as we've seen him produce in past games and past playoff games at that, but something this year that developed was his teammates and coaches calling him two-way Maxey, and the Sixers to build up a big lead in this game that was enough of a cushion for when Boston came back. Yes, overtime and all that, but it was really built up the lead on the defensive end, and Tyrese Maxey had a lot to do with that. I was very impressed with Maxey and the Sixers' energy on the defensive end. That's something that PJ Tucker just spoke about, how he still has to see it happen later in the series and see it continue to see if they learned what is necessary to win this series. But truly, the first half activity on the defensive end from Tyrese Maxey and the Sixers really set the tone.
No doubt about it, Matt. And there, a lot and perhaps too much has been made of Tyrese Maxey's struggles against the Boston Celtics this season. Of course, it's been a massive year for his growth as a scorer, as an offensive player, as a shooter. But his stats offensively against the Celtics, whether it's because of their length, he talked about them forcing him to go left, they've been able to slow him down a little bit more than other teams have. But in the way that Joel has talked about learning how to impact the game, even when some of his skills are taken away, in the way that James Harden has talked about learning to do more as a distributor when he's not needed as a scorer, last night it really felt like Tyrese Maxey found a way to make his presence felt in a very significant way, even if his primary skills weren't on full display. So to me, watching him compete defensively, watching him play a large role in Jason Tatum's scoreless start last night, really cool to see Tyrese growing as a defender. Awesome to hear Doc Rivers give Tyrese credit both in the locker room and then at the podium for his defensive efforts last night. Really cool to see Tyrese making his presence known.
It was a rebounding battle between Jason Tatum and Tyrese Maxey for much of that game. 8 rebounds is what Maxey finished with. I did not mean to discredit his box score line because it was a near double-double, points, rebounds, 14 and 8. But I just wanted to highlight him as one of the catalysts of the defense in the first half against a Celtics team that this entire series so far, anytime a Sixers player steps up to the microphone, whether it's Joel Embiid or Tobias Harris, they talk about this 5-out attack of the Boston Celtics, how they have 5, 6, 7 guys that can dribble drive. And that means as a defense, you are working hard to help, to switch, to scramble. And Tyrese Maxey did that very well in game 4.
Let's hear from Tyrese immediately post game now.
You guys talked all season about learning to find ways to win. You had to find a few ways tonight, but what stood out as you guys got down the stretch?
Resilience, man. They went up 5, I think, and nobody wavered, man. Nobody got besides themselves. Everybody stuck to the game plan, stuck to what we were trying to do. And we kind of toned in because we had to get stops at the end of the day.
James Harden, second time this series, came up with a massive shot at the end of the game. What did he show you today?
You know, he didn't show me anything. He just showed us that you know, the world that he's still good at basketball, man. Like, he's really good. Like, you know, I sent him a text, and I'm talking about it, but I sent him a text, and I just told him, like, dude, go be yourself, dog. Like, don't think about it. You know who you are. We know who you are. Still do what you have to do throughout the flow of the offense. But, you know, for us to be successful, we need Joe to be aggressive, me to be aggressive, James, Tobias, and that helps the big fella. So,
maybe what did you observe from him in the last day and a half that, you know, even guys that are future Hall of Famers struggle but figure it out and can rebound like that?
I don't know, man. It just I knew he was going to bounce back. I didn't know how he was going to bounce back, but I knew he was going to bounce back for this team, man. He's put in so much work throughout this summer to get back to, you know, who he wants to be, and he's done that. And he sacrificed. I keep saying he sacrificed so much for this team, sacrificed so much for this organization, and all we can do is appreciate him for that. And you know, we need him on nights like this. And he was James Harden again.
James had a special guest here tonight. I don't know if you're aware, the young man from Michigan State. What did it mean to you to see him here? And I mean, you talk about James as a role model on the court, but off the court too, to do something like that during a high pressure time like this.
Right. I mean, for him to go into the locker room and come back out and, like, remember, it's big time, man. You know, he could be on cloud nine right now because he just, you know, won a game for us again. But for him to take his time and go over there and talk to him and, you know, it's just, I don't know, man. It almost makes me sad. I mean, you know, because that's just big time of James, man. And he gets a bad rep, but he's just a really good person, man. Like, when he got here last year, man, I think everybody kind of realized, like, dude, I feel bad for this dude because he really loves his teammates. He really loves the people around him. And, you know, we appreciate him. We're glad he's here.
Can you just describe what a game like this is down the stretch where you guys are physically gassed, you're emotionally, just like the highs and lows of, like, yeah, how you push through a game like this?
Everybody who stepped on the court, I mean, they gave it their all. I mean, down the stretch of that game, it was so many plays, so many little plays that guys made. Tuck made some plays. The offensive rebound that we got when they thought it was a shot clock violation, that's a huge play. Just everything, man. And Joel being able to trust his teammates tonight. Like, he made some passes late in the clock that were great passes. Guys missed, guys made. And that was big time for us.
Did you think that Marcus's that last shot was still in his hand, like, immediately?
Yeah,
did
I knew.
Did you need to look at the replay?
Nah, I didn't even look at that one. I mean, because Jason Tatum had the ball with, I don't know, 1 second left. So I'm like, all right, he can't throw the ball over there and shoot it. But, no, we did a great job helping, and everybody was connected on the string.
You mentioned the frank conversation that you guys had yesterday at film. How much of that honesty that you shared with each other yesterday do you think carried over today?
It helps. You know, it helps when the team is real with each other, when the team is able to have those type of conversations with each other, the tough, difficult conversations. It's big time, man. It carries over to the court. And you know your teammates have your back. You know that your brother's going to cover for you, and you needed that. We needed that.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Matt, we haven't talked very much about Joel Embiid, and maybe for good reason. As Joel said post-game, he felt he did not play well last night. And we've seen this all season long, right? In this MVP campaign, second consecutive scoring title, Joel has had many nights where he'll put up numbers like, for example, 34 and 13 and still call it a bad night. And of course, the Sixers needed all 34 of his points. Again, a 1-point margin of victory last night. They needed all 34. They needed all of his rebounds. They needed his presence at the rim. They needed his attention taken away on the offensive end. But a quieter night for Joel, and cool to see him playing through what he considered struggles. Of course, remember that he was questionable up until game time, still dealing with recovery from that knee sprain, but looking more and more comfortable as the games go along on the court and among his teammates. Matt, one last storyline I wanted to point out, PJ Tucker's impact. I know I say it too much. I sound like a broken record, but the fact that his stat line never really explains what he does to the game. There was a moment down the stretch, and we've seen it all series long. We saw it in the Brooklyn series, PJ Tucker being extremely frank with his teammates, whether it was Paul Reed at halftime of multiple games in the Brooklyn series, whether it's been with Tyrese Maxey, who PJ, of course, says that he has a different method of communication for a guy like Paul Reed, who can really take that like tough love, those strong words, versus Tyrese, who he comes to with a little bit more reason and a little bit more evidence in order to get into sort of Tyrese's brainy side. We haven't seen it yet with Joel Embiid, at least not publicly. And to see PJ Tucker bring strong words to Joel Embiid out on the court, and then to see Joel respond in the way that he did, not only speaks to how effective PJ is as a communicator, but how effective he is as a leader. When you're talking to the MVP, the scoring champ of this league, and he looks at you in the face and says, you know what? You're right. I'm going to do what you said. That is why you bring PJ Tucker to your team. Doc Rivers said it after the game. The biggest difference between last season and this season in the playoffs is a lack of a certain player last season named PJ Tucker and the presence of a certain player this season named PJ Tucker. PJ talked about it after the game. He said, Joel is impossible to guard one-on-one. Speaking from personal experience, as someone that has guarded PJ has guarded Joel in the regular season and the postseason one-on-one, he called it impossible to stop. And he said that Joel, with the season on the line, you need to bring that. And Joel certainly brought that. Matt, your thoughts on PJ, his presence, his playoffs, and what he's been able to do as we wrap this one up.
So many Embiid and Tucker thoughts as we wind down, and in that motivational sequence from PJ Tucker to Joel Embiid, that was huge. And that was part of a sequence opposite the opposite side of the floor from where we watch games at home. I want to quickly rewind to the first quarter where, for as active as the Sixers defense was, I thought Joel Embiid's first quarter activity on both ends of the floor, man, he looks really good with the questionable tag with the knee coming into most of these games. I'm just amazed, and it's remarkable how smart he plays the game and what he's learned in his 7-season career so far. He's always had a high basketball IQ, and that was something that stood out to people when he just picked up a basketball, the moves he can do and learn just after seeing them once. Well, when he sees whatever the Celtics are trying to do to him, he adjusts. And this year he's played a lot from the elbow and the nail area. But if he sees Marcus Smart on him, this was on our end of the floor where we watched the game, you could hear him loudly calling for the ball in the post, which is what he used to do earlier in his career. And it led to an and one where he had a little word for Marcus Smart. But then fast forward all the way to the end of the game, that sequence of PJ Tucker's amazing 3-point play to tie the game with about a minute left, that is when he talked to Joel Embiid right before he went to the line and made the free throw. And then Tucker talked to Embiid, and then Harden sent it to overtime and eventually won it in overtime. My last word, Lauren, on the way out the door is that game 5 of this series will be career playoff game number 100 for PJ Tucker.
incredible, incredible stuff and an incredible career for PJ Tucker, one that is nowhere near over. We heard him in the locker room talking about a little rivalry between he and LeBron James, who have talked to each other for years about who's going to last longer in this league. With the way that they both take care of their bodies and the way that they've both proven value, of course, on different planes, in different sort of stratospheres, but the two of them are going to be playing for some years to come, and it's going to be cool to see which one outlasts the other. Matt, you mentioned it, Game 5, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday in Boston. The series then shifts back to Philadelphia on Thursday for Game 6. A possible Game 7 on Sunday. We will be here with you for all of them. Thanks, as always, for listening to the 76ers Insiders Podcast. We're available wherever you get your pods. Reach out to us at Lauren M. Rosen at Matt_Murphy04 to let us know what you want to hear more of, what you want to hear less of, what you want to hear the same amount of, and we will do whatever it is that you guys want. So thank you, Matt, as always. I'll talk to you next time.
Lauren Rosen, thank you. Doc Rivers says, we're in a bar fight and we've got to keep slugging. 2-2. Sixers, Celtics, playoff basketball. This is what it's all about. Thanks to everybody for being with us along the way, and we'll talk to you next time.
See ya.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.